Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 888-856-8066 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking of trying something new to help your love life? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-888-856-8066 for as little as $119 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 888-856-8066 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. That's 888-856-8066. Again, 888-856-8066.
Please let us hear from you. What did you think of our CES coverage? We're not looking for attaboys or pats on the back. I want to know what you liked or disliked about the kinds of products we talked about these past 4 weeks on the show. We do want to hear from you.
This portion of our CES special brought to you by FPT Industrial. Our efficiency, your edge. Visit fptindustrial.com. And by RCA, America's number one antenna company. Visit rcaantennas.net.
Launching Cube, a designer and customizable computer in the form of a 12-centimeter cube. Our next guest is the CEO of a company called Blue Jour. He is Jean-Christophe Agobert. Jean-Christophe, welcome into tomorrow. How are you from France? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, and hello to everybody.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Sorry that we couldn't meet up at CES, but we did visit your exhibit, and as a result, our team shot a lot of videos, so we're showing not only the cube, but some of the other products. I understand you have five founding pillars for the company. Tell me real quick what they are and how it brought you to make the products that you're now making.
In fact, we are really focused on design products. Okay, this is one of the main targets that we have. So we are doing aesthetic products. This is really the main topic, technological products. This is what we are working on. And silent product. This is also what we are working on, all mini PCs that we are producing. We are really focused on silent product. This is one of the main topics for us. And we try to reach the design, the unmade, and the technology.
So that's where the new cube product, and you spell that K-U-B-B. So yeah, it does kind of look, you mentioned in, here in the U.S., some people say cub, because that's what it looks like, but cube, as in a cube. And that's what we, of course, are showing from your exhibit. So tell me about the cube product real quick.
Cube is a small form factor PC, a 12 by 12 centimeter PC. I'm showing here. Okay. So we are using inside Intel NUC technology, and we have a small mini PC that you can use as a desktop PC or media player, something like this. Really silent, that you can put on your desk. We also could customize the product because we can print some logo here. I don't know if the people could see on the camera, but we can print some logo. We can do a lot of things. We can on the exhibition we show some really designed products that are made with painting and everything.
Oh yeah, we saw and show some really cool designer customizable computers, and that's fascinating. I can already see the Into Tomorrow logo on several cubes that I'll arm wrestle you, and we'll get you to give away some. Or we'll talk about that off the air. I won't pressure you there. But who are the major customers, you think? What's your market for these cube computers?
So today, I would say 95% of our market is for the B2B, so office use, mainly office use for some Word, Excel, Safe software, something like this. This is our target today. And since a year, we start to go on B2C market because some people are starting to come back to work at home. So what they want? They want a small PC, they want two screens, a big keyboard, and they want to get a nice PC at home, not something ugly, plastic. We have all colors and everything. So we start to sell on B2C also.
Oh, okay. Very good. So that's a good reason to be expanding your market, because you have a lot of folks that are saying, well, we want them too. They're not just for business. We talk about customizable. So how customizable can these cube PCs be? Can folks actually order whatever they want and you build it that way? How does that work?
Everything is possible, depending on the price.
Yeah, of course. We like to say nothing's impossible. Some things just cost more.
Yes, correct. The first thing is what I show here, just a print logo. So it's easy. We receive from the customer the logo of the company, and we print by UV print. But if some customer wants something totally different, like a real customization, like we show for on CES, we can do unmade. We did also some gold painting cube for some people in Dubai. So we are able to do everything that comes again on the price.
For sure. But now customizable in terms of the kind and number of ports maybe, and hard drives, and the guts of the machine. Do you customize that as well?
Yes, correct. We can go, for example, on a cube from 8 GB to 64 GB, so the customer could just choose what they want in terms of memory. We have 1.2 SSD from 256 to 2 TB, and we also could add a second drive inside, a 2.5, so they could get a mechanical drive or a SSD drive from 250 to 4-5 TB.
Oh, very nice. So very customizable, certainly. And what in U.S. dollars would the price start at, and apparently go up to the sky's the limit? But give our audience an idea of what they might spend minimally, at least.
Yeah, we are around something like $500 for starting. So for starting at $500, they will get something like i3 with 8 GB at $500 SSD M.2 NVMe.
Oh, okay. Very nice. It's still a very nice machine at $500. And Jean-Christophe, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck. You're making some very cool-looking designer computers. And why not? They should look nice. And we appreciate that.
Thank you again. Thank you all.
I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. Much more to come from CES and our 27th year launching into tomorrow as we continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.